the Medrash says that David HaMelech says, Acha shalti meis Hashem oisa avakesh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, you said Acha shalti, you want one thing? Then you say, Shibti meis Hashem koi mecha yai, lachsos v'nam Hashem levaka becholo, you ask for Shibti, you ask for lachsos, you ask for levaka, you ask for many things. So David HaMelech says back to Baruch Hashem, you know, you did the same thing. Lato yisomo Hashem alakecha shomim ma'akim liyiras Hashem alakecha. All you, the person says that all you ask for is Yira. And then he says, and Ava, and you should be Lechaz Lechol Derechov, and etc. You have a whole list of things that the person says asks us to do. But he said, all right, Mo Hashem Lechaz Shemim Mokim Liyira. So what's this conversation which is taking place over here? Now the truth is, it's not exactly a Sushtal, which I'm not going to answer, is because David HaMelech says specifically, Acha Shavalti. The Rosh Hashanah says, Mo Hashem Lekach HaShomim Ki'im. The Rosh Hashanah promises only one thing. It says, it's only going to be these things. These things might be one, it might be 10, it might be 70, it might be 100, whatever it is. It was heavenly with six items. But okay, but assuming that the pshat in the pasuk is that the medrash is saying that really Kurt Bush was only originally asking for one, and then he seemed to ask for multiple, so it's a fair question the medrash is asking, what happened? The pasuk of the pshat in the medrash is that really it's one which ends up being multiple items. And David HaMelech is saying the same thing. So David HaMelech says, listen, all I want is Shiv Devesh Hashem Koyim Echayah. Now, once a person is in that state of being that he's a person who is a shav in the base of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Yimei Chayai, there'll be moments of lachshos b'nam Hashem, there'll be the moments of levakar beicholo. The other moments will come naturally. It's an automatic progression. The Medrash seems to be saying that really the pshat over here in the psukim is really the same thing. That what's happening in the psukim of V'atoyisam Hashem Lekach Hashem Imach Ki'im L'Yira is really the same process. That is opposed to being six different items. You know, look at the Tagdama, Mr. Shram, he listed as six different items. I suppose that's what's happening. Really what Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking for one item. And that one item really generates all of the other ones which come after it. So he says, you have a year from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lelechaz b'chol d'rechav, v'la'ava yisoy. V'la'ava es Hashem l'kecha b'chol d'vavacha, v'b'chol nafshecha. Yira, halicha b'chol d'rechav. Ava es Hashem, oivet Hashem, lishmor es mitzvah Hashem l'kecha v'eschuk kezob Hashanach mitzvah v'chayyom, l'tzayv loch. So you have yira, lechaz b'chol d'rechav, ava, l'avoid, and lishmor es mitzvah Hashem v'eschuk kezob. I'm sorry, so it's 5 points. So now, what the Medrash is really telling us, it seems the moral, the Morse says, the only thing which is not B'dei Shemayim is Yir Shemayim. Which means that the natural progression is, it should say, that there's not B'dei Shemayim Chutz from what the Moshe was asking from us. He's asking from us, Ava Yir Lechaz B'chol D'Rochav, Ava Sem Lishma is Mitzvahs. But apparently, again, the Medrash is saying, the Moshe was just asking for you one thing, Yira, and from the Yira, well, everything else will come. Yira is an awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, to the point that it makes a difference in our lives, that we can control ourselves. We recognize that the Baruch Hu is there, and therefore we control ourselves. From that vantage point, everything else is going to come. There's going to be the... if you have that understanding, then obviously you'll want to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you have that clarity of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that the year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the awareness of His presence is so clear to you, you'll go in His ways, you'll have a feeling of Ava to Him, you'll want to serve Him, you want to be careful with all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of those are a tetzah of living with awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So all the Rosh Hashanah asks from us is, all is to ask from us is this one point, as opposed to many things. He's asking us to develop a clarity in our lives that the Bereshit exists, the Bereshit is real, the Bereshit cares, the Bereshit is in control. And with that clarity that you have all of these things, the next step obviously will be to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu and understand that He has a way that He wants the world to run, therefore you have to follow the mitzvahs and you want to go in His ways. Have a good Shabbos.